Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta. The title of her preaching today is Witnessing for Jesus.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first, and then of the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs, but one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. An eyewitness has testified, and his testimony is true. He knows that he is speaking the truth, so that you also may come to believe. For this happened so that the scripture passage might be fulfilled. Not a bone of it will be broken. And again another passage says, they will look upon him whom they have pierced. We would not be Christians if there had not been witnesses who told about Jesus. It may have started in our own childhood or at another point in our lives, with someone who read with us in the Bible, with someone who took us to church, with someone who told us how to pray. There must have been wonderful people around you and me who had understood something of the gospel, who decided to go for Jesus and whose hearts were full of love for Jesus. These people were witnesses to us. And they must have had people who were witnesses to them. And they must have had people witnesses to them. And so on, back to the very first eyewitnesses who saw Jesus with their own eyes on the cross. We know some of the very first witnesses. Mary Magdalene, who is the first and immediate witness of the resurrection. But of course also Peter and Thomas and all the others we can read about in the Bible. They are all witnesses whose testimony is true and in whom people have trusted. Throughout the ages, people have trusted one another that they are telling the truth when they speak of Jesus Christ, of God, of the Holy Spirit. And it is only because of this trust that faith could be passed on until today. So today we are also asked to be witnesses for Jesus, whose testimony is true and in whom other people trust. It is important that people believe us when we tell them about our experiences with Jesus. But this is only possible if our words and our deeds match. If we mean what we say and if we do what we say, only then will we be seen as credible witnesses of Jesus' message, and only then will other people believe us and thus come to believe in Jesus Christ and his gospel. For that, Jesus himself is our example of how we can become credible witnesses. He spread his arms on the cross and opened his heart for the whole world. He gave himself for the whole world, even if it was difficult for him. So when we open ourselves to the world and tell others about what we have experienced with Jesus, it may not always be easy. But Jesus' heart gives us the strength to do so. If we entrust ourselves completely to him and live from him, from his blood and his love, then we too can be witnesses today and thus contribute to passing on the faith. The life and message of Jesus is absolutely worth opening our arms and our hearts to the world and letting people share in what we experience in faith, so that faith can grow around us and so that the faith can be passed on and on and on today and in the future until to that day when Jesus will come back and when he will open up his arms again for us and when he will fulfill the world. Amen.